It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. Monarch butterflies are a symbol of rebirth. They were once everywhere in New York City, but their numbers have sharply declined. The climate crisis and human development continue to diminish their habitat and food source. But gardeners in New York City are stepping in to save the migrating insect. WNYC's Rosemary Misdary has more.
The monarch butterfly is an important link in the ecosystem as both a food source and a pollinator. But their populations declined by about 60% last year. To help solve the problem, local gardeners are taking matters into their own hands and planting monarchs' favorite food.
There's about 1,500 milkweeds here. We mostly have common milkweed, Asclepias syriaca. We also have Asclepias tuberosa. Butterfly milkweed, that's the orange one.
Logan Fisher is a horticulture supervisor at Governor's Island in New York Harbor. His crew is planting milkweed on 8 sites across the 172-acre green space. The fragrant but toxic plant is deeply tied to the monarch's survival, but it's getting harder to find. The native flower is treated like a weed and cut down.
I'm a monarch butterfly, and I'm finding a milkweed. I'm laying my eggs on the milkweed. And then I'm dying because I just finished my long journey from Mexico. So my eggs are going to be on that milkweed. They'll grow and grow, and then they'll hatch, and then they'll be tiny little itty-bitty caterpillars. And then they start munching on the milkweed leaves.
If there is no milkweed, then there are no monarchs. At Inwood Hill Park in Upper Manhattan, residents are scattering seeds everywhere.
We're doing what you might call guerrilla gardening, where we're planting the milkweed wherever we can get it to grow.
Keith De Cesare is the co-founder of the Inwood Butterfly Sanctuary, a small community-run garden.
Right over the hill, there's a little plot where we have a dozen milkweed. Over behind the dog run, there's a little strip of land where we have some of the milkweed.
Last year, monarch sightings on the East Coast fell to one of the lowest on record. And it's not just a dearth of milkweed that's the problem. David Grimaldi, an entomologist and curator at the American Museum of Natural History, says climate change is killing the butterflies.
Monarchs don't like to fly beyond, say, 85 degrees Fahrenheit. It limits their migration. They become dried out.
And Grimaldi says there are other threats facing the monarchs, from invasive species of predators and plants to herbicides and pesticides.
If this population doesn't recover next year, then it's cause for serious, serious alarm. Because it's rare to have 2 years in a row where it's this low.
In September, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service will make a decision on whether to change the conservation status of monarch butterflies to threatened or endangered. But the agency says that could be unlikely because too many other species on Earth are in much greater peril. Rosemary Misdary, WNYC News.